Hollywood's been trying to get a handle on the beat poets for years. Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, and Jack Kerouac led wild and influential lives. But films about the beats, like Naked Lunch or On the Road, have never really clicked with audiences. Our film critic Bob Mondello says a new picture called Kill Your Darlings may fare better, partly because it stars Daniel Radcliffe, and partly because the story centers as much on murder as on poetry.
1943, student orientation at Columbia University. Incoming freshman Allen Ginsberg is on a quiet, dignified tour of the campus library when a student with the face of a choir boy leaps on a table with a book. Henry Miller's Tropic of Cancer.
Let's hear a bit, shall we? On a Sunday afternoon, when the shutters are down and the proletariat possesses the street, there are certain thoroughfares which remind one of nothing less than a big cancerous.
And we can't give you the last word on the radio. Suffice it to say, the word was even more shocking in the 1940s, and that Ginsberg grins broadly, as played by Daniel Radcliffe, with not a hint of Harry Potter about him. Truth be told, young Ginsberg is kind of smitten, both by the handsome Lucian Carr and by his literary passion. He's soon hanging out with Carr in the dorm, talking poetry.
How's your Yeats? Have you read A Vision?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's completely brilliant. And impossible. He says that life is round.
Carr, who's played by Dane DeHaan as a young man entirely aware of the effect he has on others, soon introduces Ginsberg to a stoned young Willie Burroughs.
Tear him up, boys. Destroy the old and build the new.
A nice piece of impersonation by actor Ben Foster. Later, Jack Kerouac joins their band of troublemakers, all of them dreaming of changing the world, but not sure quite how to go about it. And because they're college kids, their literary ambitions often take a backseat to drugs, drinking, and pranks, including one at the library that gets them in all kinds of trouble. Bigger trouble, though, is following Carr in the person of an obsessive admirer.
He is a professor who won't let me go.
How he deals with that situation gives the story its spine and also a startling climax. First-time director John Crocetis doesn't make Kill Your Darlings terribly linear. When its heroes go on drug-fueled binges, so does his camera, at one point freezing other characters in place at a jazz club so that the amphetamine-buzzed poets can flit around them. In writing circles, the phrase "kill your darlings" is generally uttered by an editor as advice for a writer who's polished and labored over a favorite sentence so long that all the life has gotten squeezed out of it. Kill your darling means get rid of that treasured bit and find a more natural way to say what you want to say. The movie Kill Your Darlings is about budding artists who applied that advice to every element of their lives, abolishing rhyme and meter, declaring war on rules, traditions, even people who had the temerity to love them. They flail and they thrash, and Kerkidis' film is just like them, as jazz-inflected and freewheeling as the beat poetry these guys were about to unleash on the world. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered at NPR News.